from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. investigators cry foul over global football. Football's global governing body, FIFA, was rocked Wednesday by a massive U.S. federal corruption indictment against current and former top officials and the announcement of a separate investigation by Swiss authorities into allegations connected to the awarding of the 2018 and the 2022 World Cups. This is U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch.
Earlier today, Swiss authorities in Zurich arrested seven of the defendants charged in this indictment, including the current president of CONCACAF. We are also in the process of seeking the apprehension of additional defendants. All of these defendants abused the U.S. financial system and violated U.S. law, and we intend to hold them accountable.
The U.S. indictment includes 47 counts against 14 people covering charges of racketeering, wire fraud, and money laundering in a scheme that prosecutors say involves sports media executives paying or agreeing to pay more than $150 million in exchange for marketing rights to tournaments. The Justice Department described it as a 24-year scheme to enrich themselves through the corruption of international soccer. Authorities in Zurich arrested seven FIFA officials Wednesday pending extradition to the United States. A standoff at a guest house in Afghanistan's capital ended early Wednesday with four Taliban attackers dead, according to an Interior Ministry official. Heavy gunfire and explosions rocked the upscale Wazir Akbar Khan district in Kabul. Afghan security forces clashed with the attackers in the area that is home to several embassies and government buildings. The country's deputy interior minister said there were no civilian or military casualties, and the assailants were armed with automatic rifles and a rocket-propelled grenade launcher. This is VOA News. Suicide bombings killed at least 17 Iraqi soldiers in Anbar province overnight as pro-government forces in Iraq continue their newly launched campaign to disrupt the Islamic State group in the area. With more from VOA, here's Edward Uranian.
As fighting continued in parts of Anbar province Wednesday, Islamic State militants launched a series of suicide bomb attacks against Iraqi government positions, taking advantage of a sandstorm which hit parts of the region. Iraq's Sharqiya TV reported that a suicide bomber blew up his vehicle outside the gates of a military compound housing the 1st Commando Brigade near the city of Fallujah. An Iraqi army spokesman said 17 soldiers were killed. Another Islamic State suicide attacker reportedly struck an Iraqi convoy near Garma, east of Fallujah. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. A report by the United Nations finds that just under 800 million people around the world are going hungry today, but that estimate of world hunger has declined by 216 million people in the past 25 years. The annual report, The State of Food Insecurity in the World, 2015, says chronic undernourishment has declined in the world's developing regions, but that more progress is needed. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The report finds 72 out of 129 developing countries will have achieved the Millennium Development Goal of cutting hunger in half by the end of this year. The director of the World Food Program's Policy and Program Division, Stanley Samkange, applauds this result but says it is too soon to celebrate.
Since the establishment of the Millennium Development Goals, extreme poverty has been reduced by more than half. However, hunger has only been reduced by 14.5%.
And they say economic growth must be inclusive and benefit everyone in society, not just those who already are well off. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The report says sub-Saharan Africa still has the highest prevalence of undernourishment in the world. Top nuclear negotiators from the United States, South Korea, and Japan agreed in a meeting on Wednesday that they need to increase pressure and sanctions against North Korea while continuing diplomatic efforts to address the country's nuclear weapons program. Sung Kim, the U.S. Special Representative for North Korea Policy, said after the talks in Seoul that North Korea's nuclear intentions are clear. He said we should be concerned regardless of the stage of their development. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.